Recreational cannabis use is legal in Oregon today. No stores are open yet, but Oregonians can smoke it, share it, carry it, and grow it. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Chris Lehman has been following the rollout. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. Good to be here.
So what's the mood like in Oregon? What's going on today on this first day of legal cannabis use?
Well, I'm here at the State Capitol building where it's business as usual, more or less, but there were plenty of parties in Portland in the wee hours of the night starting at around 12:01 a.m. with people celebrating the newly legalized use of recreational marijuana.
Any arrests or hassles?
By and large, no. It's interesting that they were celebrating the legalization of it, but they were still people primarily using it illegally in the sense of the large street parties that took place. It's still illegal to use it in public, although it's not a crime as such. It's a violation, much like a traffic ticket.
Now, that's the same as Washington State, but there are some things Oregon is doing that's different from our state. What are some of the key differences?
Well, right from the get-go, it's legal for adults to grow marijuana in their house or on their property. You can have up to 4 plants legally per household, so that's a key difference. Oregon is trying to accelerate the retail sales of recreational marijuana. The legislature later today, will be considering a bill to start retail sales as early as October 1st. That would happen through the existing medical marijuana dispensaries. So they want to reduce the amount of time that people don't have the option to buy it with the intent to minimize and take an even bigger chunk out of the black market sales.
Now, our medical marijuana dispensaries here have been largely unregulated just until this year when a bill passed the legislature. Has Oregon had that part of the marijuana picture together?
Oregon's had medical marijuana dispensaries for a couple of years now, but as part of their action this session, the legislature zeroed in or honed in on the medical marijuana side of things, even though the ballot measure that voters passed last year had no impact on medical marijuana. But the legislature decided to put some more sideboards on that, a lot of it sort of technical in nature. But for the time being, medical marijuana dispensaries will still continue to operate and possibly, again, as soon as October, also be able to sell recreational marijuana.
Now, Oregon, like Washington, has a lot of different communities, and of course, not everybody voted for legalization of cannabis in Oregon. Have a number of places opted to not allow pot sales in Oregon? Can they do that under the new law?
They can do that by a vote of the people in that city or county. The legislature also passed a bill saying that the city council or county commission in counties that voted strongly against this ballot measure can just make dispensaries or retail sales illegal without a vote of the people. They can just vote on the city council. But most of the state's populated areas, including up and down the I-5 corridor, it would take a vote of the people at the ballot box to outlaw retail sales. And of course, personal possession and use will remain legal across the state for adults.
Chris Lehman is with us. He's with Oregon Public Broadcasting, and we're talking about today being the first day that it's legal to smoke cannabis, share it, carry it, and grow it. Retail sales have not yet begun in Oregon, but that is expected to start soon. How soon, Chris?
Well, again, it could be as soon as October 1st. If that bill doesn't pass the legislature and the governor doesn't sign it, then it would be sometime in 2016 that those retail sales would begin.
Is there any speculation on how Oregon's cannabis scene might look different than the existing legal situations in Colorado and here in Washington State?
Well, I can't really speak to the scene in Seattle, if you will, when it comes to cannabis. I can say that people in Portland particularly have been very excited about this new development in Oregon. I know there's been a lot of talk about creating sort of the same craft industry vibe that we have in Oregon with craft beer and so forth. And yes, there will be retail sales, but people don't want to go to, like, let's say, the marijuana equivalent of Starbucks. They want to go to the local, you know, artisan version of that, I guess, and have somebody who is really familiar with the product sell it to them. So I don't know if that's a difference or just something that people are excited about in Oregon, but it does feel like it will be used widely and appreciated by many folks here.
Chris, you mentioned that some communities are not so wild about this. Have any yet taken votes in their city council or their county elected bodies to ban the opening of marijuana stores in their districts?
not as such, because essentially they would be banning something that wasn't even legal until today. That being said, many rural communities did ban medical marijuana dispensaries. So effectively, you can expect those places to take a look at recreational marijuana sales as well.
Now, is this a classic East-West thing like we see in Washington State? Do you see a lot of people on the east side of the state who are more conservative about cannabis issues?
For the most part, yes. Our eastern part of the state is probably even more sparsely populated. We don't have a city like Spokane on the eastern part of Oregon. That being said, when it came to medical marijuana, there were many communities, even along the I-5 corridor, that wanted to put the pause on medical marijuana dispensaries. Some of those bans were temporary and have expired already. I think it's safe to say that in places like Portland and Eugene, access to recreational marijuana will not be an issue.
Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Chris Lehman with Oregon Public Broadcasting talking about today, the first day of legal cannabis in Oregon, that state following Washington,
sure thing.
Colorado, Alaska, and also the District of Columbia.